Greetings, heroic viewers, and welcome to today's Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Featuring Animal Place Sanctuary and Education Center, a nonprofit shelter for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals in Vacaville, California, USA. The facility was founded in 1989 by vegans Kim Sterla and Dr. Nadim Bouyouk-Messi, who at the time was a veterinary science professor at the University of California, Davis, USA. Animal Place is a safe haven providing lifetime care for over 300 cows, pigs, sheep, goats, chickens, rabbits, and turkeys. Some were saved from cruel factory farms and animal research facilities, while others came from local animal shelters that were unable to place them in homes. Surrounded by forest, hills, and a small lake, the residents of Animal Place enjoy freedom, peace, and love on the 25-hectare sanctuary, and also serve as goodwill ambassadors for their species, helping visitors to better understand the horrendous lives of farmed animals and why they should always be treated with care and respect. Ms. Kim Sterla, Executive Director of Animal Place and an animal advocate for over 30 years, wrote a landmark U.S. law that safeguards the rights of pre-university students unwilling to dissect animals as part of their coursework. By getting to know the residents of this magical place firsthand, many visitors rethink their relationship with animals and move towards more compassionate lifestyles.
Most of our visitors who come for our farm tours don't really know much about factory farming practices. And we have a veal crate on display. We have a gestation crate for sows on display. We show the types of cages that from where the egg-laying hens came from. And they're taken back initially. They're not familiar with pigs or turkeys or cattle or sheep, and they're always surprised when I call the pigs over, who tend to be kind of my favorite, and they kind of, you know, will walk over. And they usually, pigs like to touch you with their noses, so people usually have these big muddy nose prints all over their pants. They're so engaging, it surprises people. And then they're surprised again when they learn about the factory farming practices or the sad stories from where all these animals came, because they all come with a heart-wrenching story. And then they learn that there's an alternate way of eating. It's a joyful experience. They're seeing animals that have been saved, that are living a life of freedom and love and people taking care of them who adore them. And so it's really interesting to kind of watch that light bulb go on.
For many, making the connection between an animal they meet or become friends with at Animal Place and the food on their plate entirely changes their perspectives.
There was, unfortunately, this school, they were having a chicken hatching project, which they do in the grade school. And this one little girl took the chickens home. But then what did she do with them? So the mother called us, and because the little girl initiated that kind of rescue, I wanted to accommodate her. She named them Thelma and Louise. And so they came out, and we took the chickens, and then I gave them a little tour around the sanctuary. And the mother wrote me back the following week, and she said, well, we left the sanctuary and then we went grocery shopping and we went right by the meat aisle because they're not vegetarians. And we thought, well, we can't eat Thelma and Louise. They had that relationship with the chickens and then came to the sanctuary and met the animals. They completely changed their eating habits. We plant a seed. And whether they make that switch to a vegan diet then or the following month or the following year, I don't know. I know we plant a lot of seeds.
Animals bring us much warmth and love. They are here to help us grow and develop our inherent compassion towards all sentient beings. Now let's meet Animal Place resident, Bruce.
Come on, Bruce. Are you the best pig in the world?
Come here.
Come here.
Oh, my. See, he's just very quiet.
Oh, I love this pig. Bruce likes best to have his little ball. He's a very stoic pig. He doesn't verbalize much. He doesn't vocalize, he doesn't do much with body language. But I love him more than anybody else in the world.
When we return after some brief messages, Kim Sterla will share more of her personal experiences working with animals at Animal Place. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today we are profiling Animal Place Sanctuary and Education Center, a nonprofit organization that provides shelter and lifetime care to over 300 farmed animals that were previously abused or abandoned. The Safe Tranquil Home is located in Vacaville, California, USA. Miss Kim Sterla, vegan co-founder and executive director of Animal Place, has taken part in many of the heroic animal rescues her group has performed. One involved saving chickens after Hurricane Katrina that caused severe damage to parts of southeastern United States in 2005.
We have been fortunate for two large rescues where the farmer has allowed us to come in and depopulate, which they call it, when they just pull these birds out of the cages. And they've let us go in and rescue as many as we can. And then when Katrina hit in Mississippi and Louisiana, I went out there with a representative from Farm Sanctuary, and we were able to save, I think, 1,700 birds, that their barns had been destroyed, and we combed the country, found which barns they were, and then just scooped up as many injured, dying, loose birds as we could.
Providing freedom to animals produces a wondrous feeling.
I'll never forget one bird in particular. We'd done a large rescue, and all of a sudden, after a couple of days, she just jumped up and squawked real lightly and flapped her wings just madly, you know, because she could do that. And then she just sprinted across the pasture. And that's just a beautiful sight. It allows us the opportunity to just celebrate life.
Chickens have thoughts and emotions, just as human beings do.
I think chickens are probably one of my favorite animals out here because you can see them interact in flocks, and you can see the male roosters kind of take over their hens and protect them. There's a certain staff that some of the chickens have favorites for, that they'll run over and greet them when they walk out into the field to feed them. To see the relationships between the mothers and the chicks, to see the relationships between the roosters and the females. There's no doubt in my mind at all that they have a brain. They can learn things. They can use tools. They communicate widely. So chickens and turkeys both, very, very intelligent animals.
At Animal Place, one can readily observe that by nature, animals have deep affection for one another.
And when you watch them together, when we see the rabbits, there's some that know each other better than others. And they go into their little groups, as we see with the turkeys and the chickens and the roosters, as we see with the pigs. The cows tend to be really, really bonded. We had one who we had rescued when we first moved out here, Jessie. And she had taken a flying leap out of a truck when it was taking a whole group of calves to slaughter. This was in Colorado. And her big buddy, close buddy, was Joe. And every time we had to put Jessie in the trailer to take her to UC Davis to have her hooves trimmed, which we had to do every year, we had to take Joe with her. We had to, because he would just gallop along the stock trailer bellowing if Jessie was out of his sight. So it's the very obvious emotions you see. They're really no different than your companion dog or cat. And anybody who's lived with a dog or a cat or other animals knows clearly the complexity of their personality and the depth of their emotions.
Each year at the end of November, the Thanksgiving holiday is widely celebrated in the U.S. It is a time when family and friends gather to remember and appreciate all the good things in life. A central part of the tradition is the sharing of a large meal. Ms. Sterla describes how Animal Place celebrates Thanksgiving in a loving, compassionate, and healthy way.
The Thanksgiving event is what we call it. And what we do is we celebrate the turkeys during that time, and we offer a huge vegan meal, and folks come from all over, and then we make up these gargantuous platters, the special treats for the turkeys that day, of all sorts of grains and cranberries and grapes, which are one of their favorite, and melons and fresh corn. And we serve the turkey, meaning we're not serving turkey for people to eat, but we're serving them that day. And it's a day that so many people who are vegetarian and vegan just cringe at going to the family event when they see the big dead animal in the centerpiece. And they don't want to participate on that kind of Thanksgiving meal. And so this is the alternate way to celebrate life.
We salute Kim Sterla and the other staff members at Animal Place for providing a loving refuge to many splendid farm animals and for standing out as examples of kindness to the world. By touring Animal Place or being touched by one of its outreach activities, many people who may not have felt a connection to animals previously come to understand how animals are our brothers and sisters and adopt a noble vegan lifestyle. May Animal Place continue its caring mission for many years to come. Compassionate viewers, we enjoyed your company on this edition of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Next up is Enlightening Entertainment, after Noteworthy News. May you make a new animal friend today.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/AW.